Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 27th. You'll be interested to know. 247 years ago, today, in 1777, during the American Revolution, the Continental Congress, having fled Philadelphia, held a session in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, making the city the capital of the American colonies for one day. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh high swell with occasional waist high sets from Friday through Monday. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, conditions will be glassy with light offshore winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoons with winds shifting to onshore. Monday morning will also be semi-glassy, becoming semi-choppy by afternoon. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair at 2 feet until 11 a.m. After that, it's looking pretty choppy, but might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the north-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the variable wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4.5 foot at 8 a.m., with a 2.5 foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's patchy fog and feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:37, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we are in for some partly sunny conditions today with a high near 67 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 63 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through Tuesday with highs ranging from the upper 60s to low 70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with patchy fog developing late. Lows will hover in the low to mid 60s and early mornings may be foggy. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Encinitas is on the hunt for a new name for its recently acquired Coastal Bluff property, formerly known as Surfer's Point, due to a trademark issue. The old nickname, Hippie Hill, has also fallen out of favor with some residents. During a special meeting led by Mayor Tony Kranz, members of the Kumaye and Payam-Cowichan tribes proposed the name Pana'o, which honors the area's original inhabitants. Payam-Cowichan artist and culture bearer Alexis Munoz Dyer emphasized that this name reflects the intended use of the site for tribal ceremonies and gathering basketry materials. Now on to sports. This Saturday, second-ranked Georgia takes on fourth-ranked Alabama in a highly anticipated SEC showdown. Both teams enter the game with perfect 3-0 records, but Georgia comes in as a 2.5-point favorite, looking to maintain their dominance. Alabama, determined to defend their home turf in Tuscaloosa, will be led by quarterback Jalen Milroe, while Carson Beck heads the Bulldogs' offense. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Eastern on ABC. On Sunday Night Football, the undefeated Bills visit the Baltimore Ravens in another exciting matchup. Josh Allen leads the Bills' explosive offense, fresh off a dominant 47-10 win, while Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, currently 1-2, aim to bounce back. The Bills are favored by 2.5 points, and a tight game is expected. Kickoff is at 8:20. In local sports, this weekend heats up with the 13th-ranked Trojans hosting Wisconsin at the Coliseum this Saturday. USC aims to rebound from a tough 27-24 loss to Michigan last week. Wisconsin comes in with a 2-1 record, but the Trojans are favored by 14.5 points. Kickoff is set for 12:30. On Sunday, the Chargers will take on the undefeated Chiefs at SoFi Stadium. Justin Herbert is questionable with an ankle injury, but the Chargers will need him at his best to compete with Patrick Mahomes, who has led Kansas City to a 3-0 start. The Chiefs are favored by 5.5, with kickoff scheduled for 1:25. San Diego State heads to Central Michigan this Saturday, looking to bounce back after a tough loss to the Cal Bears. Quarterback DJ O'Neal will lead the Aztecs, with Martin Cooper providing running support. Central Michigan has a 2-2 record and is favored by 6.5 points. Kickoff is at 12:30. Yesterday, the Padres fell to the Dodgers 7-2 in LA. Despite solid efforts from Tatis Jr. and Profar, the Friars couldn't match the Dodgers' offensive power. Machado drove in a run, while Musgrove allowed 3 runs over 5 innings. Scott struggled, giving up 2 runs in just over 2 innings. The Dodgers, Betts, and Pages each hit homers, sealing the win. Tonight, the Padres face the Diamondbacks in Phoenix at 6:40. Martin Perez takes on Merrill Kelly. In top news, old newspaper dispensers are now delivering Narcan, an opioid overdose reversal drug, instead of news. Tasha Withrow, a co-founder of the harm reduction organization Project Mayday, shared her past struggles with opioid access. Today, she helps place boxes of naloxone, the nasal spray known as Narcan, for free community distribution. This life-saving medication has become more accessible since the FDA approved its over-the-counter sale. Withrow expressed gratitude for the progress, stating, "People can just reach in and grab what they need. We did not have that years ago." In business news, OpenAI, once heralded as a nonprofit committed to the safe and beneficial development of artificial intelligence, has undergone a significant transformation. The company known for creating ChatGPT is now shifting to a for-profit benefit corporation. CEO Sam Altman, who previously claimed he held no equity, is set to receive billions in equity and ultimate control of the company. This change comes just as Chief Technology Officer Mira Murati announced her departure, leaving employees stunned and questioning the company's direction. The promise of shared profits seems overshadowed by this new corporate reality, raising concerns about OpenAI's original mission. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $65,300. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a striking move, Google has reportedly paid nearly $2 billion to bring back artificial intelligence expert Noam Shazir. This decision highlights the intense competition among tech firms for top talent. Shazir, a key figure behind a groundbreaking research paper that sparked the AI revolution, left Google in 2021 after the company declined to release his chatbot. Following challenges with his startup, Character AI, Google re-entered the scene, licensing Character's technology while securing Shazir's return. His comeback raises questions about whether tech companies are excessively spending in this evolving landscape. And in entertainment news, in a recent episode of SiriusXM, Literally with Rob Lowe, veteran actor Jeff Bridges shared his unique experience working alongside Jared Leto in the upcoming film Tron: Ares. Bridges admitted he was uncertain about Leto's method acting style, having heard much about it from previous projects like Suicide Squad and Morbius. He described the set's interesting vibe, noting that Leto, who is also a producer, prefers to be called Ares. Bridges reflected on the anticipation he felt before meeting Leto, emphasizing the distinct atmosphere each film set can create. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British writer and theologian C.S. Lewis. And he said, "We all want progress, but if you are on the wrong road, progress means doing an about turn and walking back to the right road. In that case, the man who turns back soonest is the most progressive." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.